Board. Here we go. Hi, I'm back on downtown with head coach Ben Barr for the University of Maine men's hockey team. Went down to Merrimack. He got 6 points. Two games, closer probably than you'd like either of them to be, but I think you got to be pleased coming away with what happened.
Yeah, it's hard to win on the road, and the Merrimack is a really good team, so you know it was definitely a step in the right direction.
Friday night was a really close, high-paced game. Both goalies made some terrific saves. You got the 2-1 win. Saturday, you had the big lead, and Merrimack just showed everybody why Hockey East is tough by just being relentless in that third period. What was the difference in those last 10 minutes or 12 minutes of that game?
I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't think there was really any difference. We had a bunch of chances to score. We had a lot of scoring chances in the third, so it wasn't like our guys went into some shell or something like that. Their third goal was from behind the goal line, basically. You know, so that was a rough, you know, that one made it a little interesting. And then they got a faceoff goal. The goalie pulled with 3 minutes left. So, you know, they have some really good players that can put the puck in the back of the net, as do we now. So it wasn't a matter of I didn't think we played poorly in the third period. And, you know, the score, you know, the way it went might feel that way. But as a coach, like you have to be honest with your guys, you know, good and bad. And I thought that game was, you know, I thought our guys played really, really hard for 60 minutes in that game. And, you know, it got close at the end, no question. But it wasn't because we went into a shell or started packing it in. We, you know, their goalie made some unbelievable saves in the third quarter. We could have got to 6, 7, or 8 goals. And then it went the other way at the end because you know, Jeffries is one of the top players in our league. He scores 2 goals, and it is what it is.
And I think the Lunas, I mean, you just said that it was really a 200-foot game all night. I mean, both teams were aggressive. Both teams were trying to score. Both teams were trying to win all the time. That's the kind of, you know, hockey I think Hockey East is pretty famous for, and all the good teams have always been that way. As you look around the league, do you think that that's just going to continue to be true? There are going to be no easy nights for anyone.
No. We're every team in our league is really good, and we're going to see, you know, one of the best in the whole nation this weekend and next weekend and the
yeah.
So,
yeah.
For us, it's just, you know, we take something from learning from these games, and every game's a little different as far as how teams play and whatever, but every night you're seeing top-end talent, and so it's going to be difficult every night.
Yeah, I think we all expect to see, you know, production from your top two lines. Chabrier got his second goal. Scholey got his first goal of the season. When you were rolling four lines, they all looked like they belong, and that hasn't been the optics, as they say, of the last several years. Do you feel like you can put that fourth line out when you need to rest everybody and get the job done?
Almost. You know, it's we're getting, you know, and we're going through a process with each player's at a different place on the, you know, in this process is how, you know, as far as where, you know, the amount of time they're getting, where their quote unquote confidence level might be at, and you know, and it's difficult on some guys, and it's some guys are, you know, trending up, and some guys have been a little stagnant, and that's okay. We have to stay on it and just keep, you know, we talked to our team about pounding the rock and being humble enough to understand, like, this is why I'm playing this amount, this is why I'm not playing this amount. And that's the environment we're trying to build here with our players, and, you know, we've gotten some traction with quite a few of them, and some of them it becomes uncomfortable, and you know, in a good way, because uncomfortability brings growth, and that's what we're trying to do, not just as a program, but with each player individually. So we're getting closer. You know, some of our defensemen, we have 3 freshmen D that are playing, and those guys have, you know, they've taken some strides. You know, Brandon Holt's out, and you know, so there's minutes out there to be had for, you know, that's an opportunity for people, and we're looking for some more forwards to do something like that.
So. Well, I think that's an interesting point you made, because they always say in the NHL it takes a defenseman longer to get there than a forward as a rule, and yet you're able to play 3 freshman defensemen, and Lesikowski at moments looked brilliant last weekend. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, mm-hmm. but you've clearly got a culture where everybody understands that they can't take the night off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be helping, I think, even in recruiting. People have to be seeing that. They have to be watching Maine and going, yeah, these guys they play all the time. When somebody has an off night, how much leash do they get?
Well, and that depends on where they are, you know, and you know, and that's the reality of our world, and you know, we have to be able to talk about that as a, you know, as a program and individuals, and you know, we make mistakes. As a coach, I screwed up with the goalie pulled on Saturday night that I wasn't prepared for the faceoff play that they ran, and they scored. You know, we lost the draw, and Jeffrey's got a one timer. I didn't talk about that during the timeout, and that's on me. So that's, you know, we're all at a different place in the development continuum, and you know, so some players are, you know, they might be guys that are in and out right now, and you know, we guys that are on our first and second line might have started at that place some you know, at one point too. So it's, you know, just being able to talk about it and grow through it together, and it's not a, you know, hey, we're you know, we're disappointed in you and you're not good enough. No, this is where you're at. Let's watch the film. Let's go out and get better at it. And then you can begin to you know, work your way back to where you want to play. All the guys want to play as much as they possibly can. They're competitive student athletes. So, you know, I wanted to play in the NHL and I didn't do that.
Me
and,
too.
You know, like, yeah. So it's, you know, again, it's just being able to have that culture of honesty that you know, helps you develop and, you know, brings out that growth mindset a little bit.
BC, there's really nothing to say about it. It's where you can exploit them, and they're good top to bottom all the way around. But I got to believe that everybody on your team doesn't care who's coming into town anymore.
Yeah, we're at a place where we think if we play our game, we can play with anybody. And that belief is something that's taken a while to... You know, everyone knows BC is the number one team in the nation. They're really, really good. They got a tremendous amount of talent, as much talent as anyone. So, you know, there's a certain we have to play a certain way to make sure that, you know, we put ourselves in a position to have success.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, we can't play like them. You know,
right.
Like we don't play the same game they do, and that's okay. And we have to be committed to that, and I think the guys will, and that still doesn't guarantee any success, but I think there's a belief in there that we can.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know everybody I know is charged up for the weekend just because it feels like hockey is really back at Maine, so I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Bruce.
You bet.